Jackson County Health Department Director Bart Hagston's joining me this morning. Hey, Bart, how you been, pal?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tom?
Good. I know you've been busy. I mean, what's your description now, Jackson County? I was trying to think about it and looking at the numbers, and I kind of came up with the term flat. Is that inaccurate?
Well, we've been on decline for the past 2 weeks, which is good, based upon the increase in cases we had seen in late July and early August. So we have seen it drop. We probably are flattened out at this point, and so hopefully we'll stay there or continue to see some further decline.
What do you attribute that to, Bart?
I don't know. The cases that we had in late July and early August, were 70% of them were people in their late teens and in their 20s, and we really haven't seen that the last 2 or 3 weeks now. It's become more spread out across every demographic, and so I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, when you look at it, current Jackson County, these are the numbers from yesterday, 7 cases, which I thought was, you know, pretty cool, especially when you compare it to Williamson County, who have been seeing some spiking positive cases. In Williamson County, I think 15 yesterday, and you look in Jackson County, females, 2 in their 20s, 1 in their 30s, 1 in their 50s, a male, 1 in their teens, 1 in their 30s, 1 in their 50s, so that illustrates Bart's point, I think.
Yes, those are numbers that are more like what we have seen throughout the rest of the pandemic, so hopefully the outlier was just those few weeks where we had the cases in young adults in July and early August.
I think when you look at this in the background, being returned to school, there's 2 reasons to be optimistic, or is it too early to tell?
Well, it is too early to tell. We have been working on some back-to-school cases. There are a few cases associated with schools in Jackson County, not that many. But what really impacts schools are the ripple effects. So every positive case, you might have a few more people around that case that have to be quarantined. And so it is those ripple effects that impact schools a lot more.
A bit of a controversy on the campus of SIU, at first saying they're not going to report the numbers and then changing their mind reporting the numbers. It's been going on through this week. And yesterday announcing, saying we will be reporting these numbers, and I think a bit of a cheer going around when it came to that. But I think when it comes to Bart Hagston's joining us this morning, Jackson County Health Department Director, that you've learned a lot about the importance of transparency in relationship to what you're doing right now.
We have. I think sharing, a lot of information with people is important. That's the advice we've given to businesses around the community that have had cases, that people have appreciated the transparency when they get on their social media and talk about it and what they're doing about it. And, you know, you're always going to have a few negative comments, but I think by and large people appreciate that transparency.
So when you look at this, I'm going to try to do something here. I want to take this number out, the death total for your county. I want to take this out of this next conversation. Other than that number, what's the most important number that you watch? The number of cases, the positivity rating, the number of specimens in relationship to positive cases. What number do you always have a tendency to be drawn to personally and its importance?
The number that concerns me beyond that the most is the number of quarantines associated with the positive cases. And to be honest, at any given moment, I don't have a good grasp on how many quarantines we have in place. My contact tracers are working those cases, and those numbers fluctuate each day. But I've said this before, early on when the stay-at-home orders were in place, we had to quarantine 2 or 3 other people for every positive, and now it's turned into sometimes 10 or 20 people that we have to quarantine for a positive. And so that just reinforces to me the need for people to practice social distancing, limit your gathering size, wear the mask. All of those things are important to help prevent the spread of the disease and to help keep people off of quarantine.
I think this is interesting, Bart, because now the minute you said it, I understood it. 82 active cases are being managed in Jackson County currently. So there's a multiple of that when it comes to quarantines because of contact with these active cases. I can see that number. I could see that number being really difficult to track and even comprehend because each one of those is varying level of severity or threat.
Yes, it becomes complex in managing the response. But I've got a great team that we've built. They're working very hard every day. One of my workers just received a letter in the mail a couple weeks ago thanking her for all the work she did to track down someone's test result, and that allowed that person to go see their new grandchild for the first time. So little tokens of thanks and appreciation go a long way for us, and that's kind of our fuel for continuing this fight.
How many contact tracers you have now at the Jackson County Health Department, Bart?
Well, we had several existing ones that were people we had pulled off of their regular work here, and now we've brought in a new team. Right now it's at 13 people. We're bringing in three more to add to that, and we've still got some of the previous tracers working, too, training the new ones. So we'll have a team of 16 here before too long, and we think that's hopefully sufficient to continue the hard work that we've been doing.
I learned something interesting. A week ago today, I was speaking with Dr. Sonal Shaw. She is a hospitalist with SIH Carbondale and has been working with the COVID patients specifically. And we were just kind of chatting, and something came up in the conversation that really caught my attention. She tells me that after that contact that may have started COVID-19 in your system, that it takes basically 5 days for the viral load to be sufficient in the body for it to trigger the positive test, 5 days before. And I thought that was a really interesting comment by Dr. Shaw.
Yeah, people shouldn't just rush out to get a test the moment they find out that they were in close proximity to someone who's positive. Waiting that 5 to 7 days is what we recommend after that contact, so that the test won't give you a false negative. Your body has time to react to the disease and develop a response if it's going to have one.
And I think that's an important note and something very important for people to hear. 5 days. Somebody sneezed on me at the grocery store. You're going to get a test. That's not going to do you any good.
No.
And I think that's interesting.
The other thing, though, Tom, it's important for people to remember is quarantine is for at least 14 days, and you can't test out of a quarantine. So you can't go at day five and get a negative test and then expect you can go about your business, because the incubation period for this virus is 14 days. So your last contact with a positive, you are going to be quarantined for 14 days, no matter if you get a negative test at day five or not.
You know, I think the importance of that, what we just talked about in relationship to the comments made about the saliva test at the University of Illinois, why this is important, just became a bit clearer after what you and I have just been talking about.
Yes, you know, quick turnaround times on tests are important. Bringing down the ease and cost of tests is important, and so hopefully we'll see more things like the saliva test spread out and make more frequent testing be available, and that will help drive down transmission.
So in Jackson County, 817 confirmed cases, 20 related deaths, 21 individuals were released from isolation yesterday, bringing the total release from to 715, with 82 active cases still being managed. You know, when I saw these numbers and decreasing numbers in Jackson County, I wonder if maybe some of that should be attributed to the mask mandate in Carbondale, which is a retail, right, cluster. It's your center for the area when it comes to the retail hub. And I'm wondering if maybe some of the credit should go to Carbondale and the mask mandate. I'm not sure. I don't know what to think. I'm just thinking of how this came about and can we duplicate it?
Yes, you know, I'm not sure if it's contributed to that. It certainly has the potential to help, and I appreciate all that Carbondale has done to not only pass the mask mandate, but also to enforce it.
I tell you what, Bart, when you back to school, SIU, back to school K-12, what's your thoughts going forward? What do you hope to accomplish? What's a goal for you? What do you want people to know about what you're doing as we enter another week?
Well, certainly our biggest concerns are with back to school right now, and we are closely tracking cases and the schools that are involved, and trying to implement a better data management system so we have those numbers right at our fingertips at any given time, and sharing those with the schools so they can have that information when they're making decisions regarding going remote or going back to in-person learning. And hopefully we will continue to see low numbers affiliated with schools, and that people are practicing social distancing, and therefore we're not having to quarantine as many people either.
When it comes to screening, Dr. Fauci's comments that taking people's temperatures is unreliable, especially in the summer. You have a thought there, Bart?
I think the evidence is showing more and more that temperatures are, they're not always present. Maybe 50% of the time people might have a fever. So it is one indicator of having an infection, whether that's COVID or not. But that's why they published the whole list of symptoms, and people should be closely paying attention to their bodies for those other symptoms as well.
All right, one question came in, I'll let you go, from Heath. He says if it takes 5 days to test, are you supposed to self-quarantine if you suspect you've been exposed, since testing wouldn't work yet? Your advice, Bart?
Yes. If you are a close contact to a positive, meaning you've been within 6 feet of that person for more than 15 minutes, then yes, you should self-quarantine, or quarantine if health officials tell you to, and wait to get tested till that 5-day mark.